1Q. Suspensions, revocations, impoundments, and confiscations. A license suspension is the temporary removal of the valid license and driving privilege from a licensee. Revocation is the removal of the license privilege and taking of a license from a licensee for a specific period of time. The license suspension and/or revocation will remain in effect until reinstatement requirements are met and fees paid. Impoundment is the seizure and holding of the license by the court. The court orders the licensee not to operate a motor vehicle for a specified period of time, and then returns that license to the licensee. Confiscation is the seizure of the license by a law enforcement officer for refusal to submit to or failure of an alcohol content test. The driver is issued a temporary license that is valid for 15 days. At the end of the 15 days, the license is revoked unless a departmental hearing dismisses the violation. 1Q-1. When your license may be suspended, revoked, or impounded. Motor vehicle homicide. Repeated violations of traffic laws in any state. See Section 1E-2. Use of a vehicle while committing a crime. Being arrested or convicted of driving while under the influence of alcohol or other drugs. Falsifying or withholding information on a license application. A driver is involved in a crash and leaves the scene without leaving name and address. Failure to comply with a citation or court judgment against a driver in Nebraska or another state. Alcoholism and drug addiction. Fleeing from a law officer to avoid arrest. Failure to submit to a chemical test. Reckless driving. Minor in possession. Juvenile drug violation. Any juvenile court conviction. Allowing someone other than the license holder to use the license. Having someone else take the license test. Conviction of no proof of insurance. Failure to have required minimum insurance liability coverage, $25,000 property, $50,000 personal injury, and involvement in an at-fault crash. Failure to comply with a child or alimony support order. Failure by individuals under 21 to complete a driver improvement course after accumulating 6 points in 1 year. Intoxicated transportation of a child. Violating terms of a school learner's permit, school permit, or learner's permit. Note, in addition, individual will not be eligible for any permit until they have reached the age of 16. 1Q-2. Point revocation procedures. Accumulating 12 points in a 2-year period causes automatic revocation of the operator's license for 6 months. A letter from the Department of Motor Vehicles informs applicants of the revocation and directs the surrender of the license. Persons who fail to surrender the license will be fined $500 or less and/or imprisoned in county jail for 30 days or less. Persons whose license or privilege has been revoked under the Nebraska Point System Law must successfully complete a driver's education and training course consisting of at least 4 hours of instruction approved by the Department of Motor Vehicles at their own cost. Course must be successfully completed before the license or privilege to drive can be reinstated. Proof of financial responsibility must be maintained for 3 years following the ending date of the original revocation. Proof of financial responsibility is usually provided with a written certification of insurance from an insurance company, identified as Form SR-22. Persons whose license or privileges are revoked under the Nebraska Point System Law twice in 5 years lose their license or privilege for 3 years. In addition, the person must give and maintain proof of financial responsibility for 3 years. Such persons must successfully complete a driver's education and training course, consisting of at least 4 hours of instruction, approved by the Department of Motor Vehicles at their own cost. The course must be successfully completed before the license or privilege to drive can be reinstated. 1Q-3, the Nebraska Point System. Conviction of motor vehicle homicide, 12 points. Third offense, drunk driving, regardless of whether trial court found it to be a third offense, 12 points. Failure to report a crash to law enforcement, 6 points. Failure to render aid in a crash in which you are involved, 6 points. Driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs, 6 points. Willful, reckless driving, deliberate and intentional, 6 points. Leave the scene of a crash, 6 points. Reckless, rash, heedless, dangerous, driving, 5 points. Careless, inattentive, forgetful, inconsiderate, driving, 4 points. Failure to yield to a pedestrian with bodily injury to the pedestrian, 4 points. Using a handheld wireless communication device to read, type, or send written communication while operating a motor vehicle, 3 points. Negligent, indifferent, offhand, neglectful, driving, 3 points. Violate school bus crossing, arm out and flashing red signal lights, 3 points. Failure to yield to a pedestrian with no bodily injury to pedestrian, 2 points. Unlawful obstruction or interference of the view of an operator, 1 point. Failure to submit to an alcohol content test, 1 point. Violation of child restraint law, 1 point. Speeding. Points are assessed for speeding on the basis of miles per hour, MPH, over the posted speed limit and the type of road. Inside city limits, 1 through 5 MPH, 1 point. Citation date prior to 11/14/20. 1 through 5 MPH, 0 point. Citation date on or after 11/14/20. Over 5 through 10 MPH, 2 points. Over 10 MPH through 35 MPH, 3 points. Over 35 MPH, 4 points. Outside city limits. 1 through 5 MPH, 1 point. Citation date prior to 11/14/20. 1 through 5 MPH, 0 point. Citation date on or after 11/14/20. Over 5 through 10 MPH, 1 point. Over 10 through 15 MPH, 2 points. Over 15 MPH through 35 MPH, 3 points. Over 35 MPH, 4 points. Operating a vehicle with an expired license, or if no license has ever been issued, is a 1 point violation. POP and SCP passenger violation, and POP, LPD, SCP, and LPE wireless communication device violation, 1 point is assessed. 1 point is assessed for all other traffic violations. No points are assessed for parking, muffler, no valid operator's license on person, or for violations involving occupant protection system, motorcycle, or a moped protective helmet. Upon conviction of a violation, points are assessed to a driving record as of the date of violation. Convictions remain on the record for 5 years. However, the points no longer count 2 years after the date of violation. When convicted of a traffic violation in another state, points are assessed against a driving record as if the violation occurred in Nebraska. A credit of 2 points may be granted to a driver successfully completing a DMV-approved driver improvement course prior to 12 points being accumulated. This can only be utilized every 5 years. This course must be completed prior to the date of violation, which would assess the 12th point. 1Q-4. Court-ordered revocation procedures. Court convictions for serious traffic violations can result in revocation of the operator's license and/or privilege to drive for a period specified by the court. Proof of financial responsibility must be provided for 3 years from the ending date of the original revocation. Proof of financial responsibility is usually provided with a written certification of insurance from an insurance company, identified as Form SR-22. 1Q-5. Court-ordered impoundment procedures. Court convictions for serious traffic violations can result in the impoundment of the operator's license and/or privilege to drive for a period specified by the court. At the end of the impoundment period, the court will return the license to the driver. Any driver that is convicted of driving during impoundment will have their license revoked for 1 year.